Genuine Michigan common sense on display every day.
First thing I remember was asking Papa why.
All right, welcome back to it. The conversation now focusing and turning to recounts in Michigan, proposed by Jill Stein. We should get that notification on Wednesday. Here in Pennsylvania, it's today. No recount in American history has ever come anywhere close to 10,000 votes being changed or added or subtracted ever. Michigan's margin is 10,000. Pennsylvania's 27,000 in Pennsylvania. Wisconsin's 27,000. Pennsylvania's 70,000. There's no chance here. But Chad Livengood from the Detroit News, political reporter there joining us. Chad, welcome back.
Good morning, Steve.
Just what we need, more chaos. It's good for writers, I suppose, and commentators, but I don't know what good it does overall.
Yeah, I just got done with a nice 2-week vacation, so much to my surprise, we're back in the presidential election beat here. I thought I was going to be covering the lame duck of the legislature, but it appears that Jill Stein is preparing to go forward with a statewide recount, a hand recount. I would suspect that the Republican Party or the Trump campaign will try to fight it and negotiate for at least a machine recount, where you just run the ballots back through the machines, all 4.8 million of them. Hand recounting is obviously going to take a lot longer.
And isn't that the point? Let's be honest. She's not checking integrity of the vote. She's here to slow it down because the people in Wisconsin have already said they are not convinced at all that they can be done by their deadline of December 13th to have their ballots ready for the Electoral College vote on the 19th of December. What do you think? What are Michigan's chances? It seems to me that the guy in charge here says that they should make it. They should be okay.
Well, I'm not sure about that either. And they were researching this weekend about how federal law applies to a state recount and whether they would have any additional time to do this. I mean, they would have to. The deadline is Wednesday. So the process here is that the Board of State Canvassers meets at 2 o'clock today in Lansing. They will certify the vote showing Donald Trump defeating Hillary Clinton by 10,704 votes. And then that will start a 48-hour clock for Jill Stein to file and pay for what is estimated to be at least $800,000 for the cost of a recount. If they do it by Wednesday, then, you know, it at least is going to be 2 days to get up and running. At the earliest, recounting could start in probably on Friday this week. And you would imagine it would just turn into a marathon session of work for county canvassing boards. Now, the difference here, people need to understand, the county canvassing boards have certified the vote. Now, certifying and canvassing the vote is not the same as hand counting it. They do spot checks. They look for any kind of discrepancies in the numbers from the precincts. But that's essentially what a canvass is over a period of a week or so after the election. They don't go through and count every vote in Montmorency County, for instance, unless they are requested to do so.
So, okay, here we are. But, okay, Chris Thomas says the state is prepared to get rolling and get the recount done in a timely fashion. He is the director of elections for the Secretary of State. I'm sure you've seen his comments.
The state might be ready, Steve, but the state doesn't run elections. That's every count, and even the counties don't run elections. We have 1,600 plus municipalities that run elections. So the coordination comes from the state, but the direction does. But they don't do the work, and that's where this could be messy. Now, the one thing I wanted to point out: what is Jill Stein hinging on as far as trying to overturn this election in Michigan?
She's not trying to overturn it. That's the thing. She's trying to make it so that the 46 electoral votes don't get counted, which would leave Donald Trump short. It's not about getting Hillary Clinton her 270.
And throwing it to the House of Representatives.
Correct. That's the game. To delegitimize the election. That's what her deal is. So let me ask you, Chad, is there any chance that Michigan can be completed on time?
It just depends on how fast you want to work and how many people you got to do it. Where Stein could...
I'm going to ask you the question one more time. Can Michigan be completed on time, yes or no?
Look, I have no idea. I'm not working in the bowels of this election. I'm just covering the bowels of the election. So,
all right, go ahead.
So I was going to say, where Stein and some Democrats think that you could make up votes for Clinton is there were 84,000 plus voters who did not cast a vote in the presidential election. This is an 80% increase from 2012 and more than double the number from 2008.
Right, now, hold on. There were 50,000 the last time around. There's 85,000 this time around. And they're the most hated candidates of all time. That's demographics.
It makes complete sense, but in recounts, they have been known to find these optical scanning machines that do sometimes miss faintly marked ballots. So if you don't complete that arrow completely, it can sometimes miss that. They have found that in local recounts. It only in like a state house race, sometimes it only amounts to a couple dozen votes.
Yeah, maybe that, not 10,000.
They're just going to go on, you know, follow this theory, and that's part of what they're going to look at. Now, it can break both ways. I mean, election attorneys will say, look, and advise their clients, this will go both ways. It will go some that go Trump will gain votes, Clinton will gain votes, Gary Johnson will gain votes, Stein, you know, et cetera. So that's another area or justification that they're going to try to push that these machines are error prone
but that's not what they're saying. They're saying they got hacked. You know, this clown from the University of Michigan said they were hacked or manipulated or whatever. That there was outside interference. And that's not what we're hearing. Chad, we got to leave it there, but I'm sure, unfortunately, we'll be talking about this in the days to come. Chad Livengood, everybody from the Detroit News. Thank you, Chad.
Thanks.